Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to see all of you today. We want to welcome you to our Worldwide Communion Sunday. And we are so glad that you're with us today in worship as we gather to experience God's presence and grace and to gather at the table there towards the end of the service before we leave today and to get that that we sometimes need in our lives. I can't think of the words that I want to say, but I hope that expresses it, that we so often need from God's Spirit to help us in the world that we live in and everything that we face in our day-to-day lives. And we want to welcome those that may be listening online, and we are glad that you are able to tune in during the week with us. A little bit later on, we're going to continue talking about flourishing, and we're going to be looking at how we flourish. And so the question there, how do we live fully, fruitfully, and faithfully in all those aspects there of flourishing? So let's stand this morning and join together as we sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Listen for God's song in a world of plenty and want.
We will sing about faithfulness and goodness.
Listen for Christ's voice in a world of violence and war.
We will sing of Christ's peace and hope.
Come, let God sing over us as we worship. Well, let's join together and sing that hymn. I'm sure it's a favorite of many. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, number 416. Follow along on the PowerPoint. Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine, heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, rain from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Well, let's join together there in the bulletin for our opening prayer. God of peace, you bring us into your presence because of Christ. Comfort our pain, transform our fears. Lead us in the ways of peace that our lives may be pleasing to you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would.
Does it shine like this?
Yes.
Yay! Yeah, that's what our face that He puts a light in us that shines out, and we make a difference in the world. And then, so we're God's presence, and then Jesus helps us in all of those things. And that's how we start to bloom and flourish in following Jesus. All right, we're going to let you go on downstairs this morning. And you ready to go downstairs? Oh my gosh, my oldest daughter here, she's just stuck her two fingers like that the same way.
And she never got buck teeth, so don't worry. Because I know sometimes parents worry about that. Well, as they're heading down, we want to go to prayer this morning. And maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. Somebody, yes.
So my friend who had the brain tumor, had her doctor's appointment. It's probably 99% cancer-free. So now they just got to figure out how to get into it because it's causing migraines.
Okay. Okay.
It
is good news, but we want to continue praying because I'm sure they're going to probably want to take out, and hopefully they can, yes, get that. And all right, somebody else, yep.
Unspoken.
Okay. So another one, yep. Who?
Bretta,
okay.
Greg Baker.
Yep.
The Bob Kirk family and the Pete Kaiser family.
What was the other family?
Pete Kaiser.
Kaiser, okay. That's what I thought you said. I want to make sure there.
Terry Moat is getting better, and that's praise.
Okay, good. Yeah, when that was first brought up about Doug, I was talking to somebody and they didn't even know about Doug, but they knew about his sister. Do you have a first name for her? Or if somebody knows?
Beth.
Beth?
Yeah.
Bev, okay. What was the name?
Jeff and Owen Shaw.
Okay, I thought you said Owen. Okay. I heard the Jeff part. Okay. All right. Any others on there?
No.
Okay. Okay, so wow, we got Bretta, Greg, the Kirk and Kaiser family, Doug and Bev Christian, and Jeff and Owen Shaw. There, those issues going on. Yeah. Unspoken. Okay. Yeah.
I have two. The Orozco family.
Roscoe?
Orozco.
Orozco. Oh, that's.
And then the fellow that.
Oh, yes.
Motorcycle, and then Brian, who was driving the tractor.
Yeah, I had heard about that. I'm trying to remember the last name.
Crabtree.
Yes, thank you. Yes. All right, so there's some more there. We want to remember. Somebody else, yep. Unspoken. Somebody else, yep. Oh, the last name. Okay. Okay, so we want to remember the Patty family, one of her cousins that passed. Somebody else. Somebody else. Okay. So we have several there that we want to remember. And so maybe some of those names come to your mind when you pray, or if you want to lift up something maybe that's on your heart or whatever, you can do that. We want to continue as we have been, but we want to continue praying for our farmers that are in the field working. And so protection there, especially with how dry it is. And I'm sure some of them are going to be happy that we get some rain maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, unless that's changed already. That's the last I had heard. And so as he plays, you can pray there in your seats, and I'll close us out. Lord, I'm thankful today that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are with us. And so we're thankful that you're with us as we worship. You're with us when we pray. You're with us when we hear your word. You are with us when we fellowship and share together and laugh, when we work together and serve and minister in various ways, in our everyday lives, at work, when we're at home relaxing, wherever and whenever. You are with us, and we are grateful and thankful. We're thankful that you are with us today. We are connected with you. And your Spirit empowers us and gifts us and equips us and fruits us, so to speak, so that we can do the things that you call us to do and be the people that you call us to be in this world while we're here. Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today that are in special need. Lord, I think about Monica's friend. Thank you so much that that part that they thought was all cancerous, that it's just a little area. And Lord, we pray that you'll give them wisdom and guidance, and that they'll be able to get that taken care of and get it out of there and excise it, God. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, we lift up Bretta today. We lift up Greg today. We lift up Doug and Bev today, and Jeff and Owen. And we lift up our farmers today that are in the fields working. God, we just pray for your touch for each one of these, your healing touch, your strength, your wisdom, your guidance, whatever the specific needs are there, Lord, that you will work in those lives in a special way. And we're thankful for that today. Lord, I think about some of our own folks today that are gone and they're traveling. Lord, that you will be with them and give them traveling mercies and bring them back to be with us in worship. Maybe some of our families at this time also may be traveling. Lord, we lift up the Patty family, Lord, the Orozco, the Kirk, the Kaiser, Crabtree families today, God. Lord, we just ask and pray for the extension of your grace and your comfort and your peace to be with them in this time. and to watch over them and bless them, Lord. It's never easy when we lose somebody. And Lord, we just ask for your spirit to be with them today. Lord, we lift up these three unspoken needs today. And maybe there's others that some could not mention. And maybe they talk to you about that. God, we just agree with them and pray that you will meet the need there and work a work of grace, whatever it may be, and what is going on there, God. And we thank you for that. And thank you that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord. Many of them that are going through treatments and need your healing touch and grace and strength through all of that. And God, we ask that you would touch each one and be with them, Lord. And we thank you for that. Lord, we ask that you'd watch over our young people, as many of them had homecoming last night. And I'm sure many of them are probably still sleeping. But Lord, as they go out this afternoon and gather together to go to the corn maze, may you just watch over them and keep them safe and bless their time together and be with them. And we're thankful for that. And God, ask your blessing upon the rest of this time together in worship. As we break the bread of your word, may you fill us with faith and courage and your spirit, that we can go forth and flourish and be the people that you've called us to be. Lord, as we come to the table and join in and feed from you, Lord, that you would feed our souls, Lord. Feed our spirits, God, and call us forth to go forth and be your people in this world. And we thank you for that. We continue to pray for peace in our world. We continue to pray for our country, Lord. We continue to pray for our leaders, Lord, and all aspects. And Lord, we just pray for peace in Israel and peace in Ukraine and Russia. God, we ask that you would make ways where there seems to be no way. And other parts of the world, Lord. And Lord, I think about some of those places overseas where the earthquake happened, and there was many, many that had died, and just destruction that take place. God, we ask for your grace and peace in those situations. Help the organizations and the governments and all those that are involved there to help bring relief, Lord, and to help those people in those situations. God, it's such devastation when we hear those stories and heartbreak, God. We ask that you would extend your mercy into those places today. Thank you for hearing us. Thank you for your goodness in our lives. And we give you thanks for all these things now as we pray it in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. Appreciate that. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. If you are giving to the neighbors in need, you need to put it in the envelope. That's how we distinguish that out. And thank you for your faithfulness. And it's your giving that continues the work of the church here, the community of faith, and our extension into our community and world. And so as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Thank you. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. Fount of all blessings, thank you for your many gifts. May the offering we give today be used for your service and your glory. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from two passages. The first one is going to be Psalm 92. We're going to reread that. In fact, we may end up rereading that every week through this. And then the second one are going to be some verses out of John chapter 15, some of Jesus' teachings. And so let's begin there, Psalm 92, verse 12 through 15 or 14, somewhere in there. The faithful will spring up like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Those who have been replanted in the Lord's house will spring up in the courtyards of our God. They will bear fruit even when old and gray. They will remain lush and fresh in order to proclaim, "The Lord is righteous. He's my rock. There's nothing unrighteous in him." And then from John chapter 15, we're going to be looking at verse 1, 4, and 5, and 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vineyard keeper. Remain in me, and I will remain in you. A branch can't produce fruit by itself, but must remain in the vine. Likewise, you can't produce fruit unless you remain in me. My Father is glorified when you produce much fruit, and in this way, prove that you are my disciples. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I'm not going to share a typical joke like I sometimes do. But I want to share with you something that I ran across that says insurance claim forms typically ask for brief statements about how an accident happened. The combination of the small spaces and the finger pointing can lead to some curious explanations. So I'm going to share some things. Some of them are kind of funny. And I want you to listen to him this morning about how, and the title of this is, "It Wasn't My Fault." Car accident report. A pedestrian hit me and went under my car. The other car collided with mine without giving warning of its intention. These are real and actual though, by the way. I've been learning to drive with power steering. I turned the wheel to what I thought was enough and found myself in a different direction going in the opposite way. Coming home, I drove into the wrong house and collided with a tree I don't have. I thought my window was down, but found it was up, and when I put my hand through it. Well, they must have been trying to get glass claimage or something. No one was to blame for the accident, but it never would have happened if the other driver had been alert. The pedestrian had no idea which direction to go, so I ran over him. Holy mackerel. I guess I should have read through them a little more. Oh, gosh. I don't know. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Well, we're going to continue our little series on a flourishing life. Last week, we talked about flourishing like palm trees, which kind of set the whole tone for the message. And if you remember there towards the very end of the message, I asked several questions, and I want to ask that one again. Are you flourishing in life? Now, so you've had a week to think about it, although you probably walked out the door and never thought about it again. I don't know. But here's something I want you to hear that maybe you were thinking last week when I talked about it. Perhaps flourishing isn't the first word that comes to mind about your life. Instead, you may think of words like declining, withering, barely hanging on, watching every penny, searching, reaching, hoping. Or maybe you just feel like something's missing. Last week we focused on what God has done and provided for us and wanting us to flourish like palm trees. Today we're going to focus on what do we need to flourish? Or how do we flourish like palm trees? How do we live fully, fruitfully, and faithfully? That was up on the screen there earlier. Now, there are many different ways to answer these questions, of course. But today, from our reading, I want to kind of go back. And the first part will be a little bit, you'll hear some rehearsing of what we talked about last week. And then we'll talk about something Jesus tells us to do that helps us in flourishing and living abundant life in that way. So the first thing I want us to see, drawing on the Psalm passage, is planted with God's people. We saw that, although last week I emphasized the point about being planted in God's presence. And we talked about gathering together for worship and prayer and all those aspects but there's another part of that, and that is being planted in the community of faith that helps us to flourish. Yes, every time I've ever been in worship experience, I've probably been impacted by God, God's grace, God's presence in one way or another. Listen, at times when I knew it without a doubt, and at other times I came in, sat down, worshiped, and left, and wondered. But that doesn't mean just because we didn't feel a certain way or think a certain way that God wasn't working in us. And that aspect is so important, but I want you to see another part of this that we're all familiar with. And many of you would say, that is really important to me. And that is when we're gathered together and we pray for one another and we encourage one another. Or maybe somebody will come over and dump their frustrations or their load of problems on you and you just listen and pray for them. Or when we go downstairs here a little bit and we eat and we laugh and we talk. Or when we work together and serve and in different ways. That is so important that helps us to flourish and keep going. And so being planted or rooted in God's house with God's people in worship and ministry means being connected with God's presence. Someone once said, and probably many people have, but said something about, man, I love church if I just didn't have to deal with God's people. It's okay, you can laugh a little bit. But the thing is God's people is the church. We sometimes think coming to the building and hearing the organ play or the piano play or hearing me preach or whatever is church. And there's an aspect that's true, but you are really the church. And so it's when we worship and we gather together and we do ministry together, that is being connected with God's presence. God's presence in the community of faith. Listen to this. I think I read this week, are like a greenhouse, which provides sunlight, S-O-N, and ideal year-round growing conditions. You can see I'm talking a little bit about what a greenhouse does for us. And hopefully stability and protection for those plants. And that's true for us. We experience sunlight, the Son of God, we experience year-round conditions where we can gather together and worship and experience encouragement and strength and faith and grace. and grow, and hopefully we will find stability and protection. And I said hopefully because it's sad but true that some people had gone to a church and they were abused, or something else happened to them in their lives while going there. And it's sometimes a shame that that has happened in the past. And you know, I was just hearing another story about something like that had happened. And I know our denomination is so big about helping us to set boundaries and stuff like that, especially between pastors and people in the church, you know, to watch and be careful and all of those things. We want to come, and this is supposed to be our safe place. This is to be our hiding place. This is to be where we can just let, you know, drop all of our burdens and let them down and walk out freer than when we came in. And that's why planted with God's people is so important. And, oh, I guess I didn't even push my button, did I? Being part of that community of faith is what helps us to flourish then. And then the second thing about that, which we definitely highlighted last week, is God's presence helps us to flourish. And I just described that worship. And when we do these things together, we experience God's presence. It's interesting that in the psalm, he talked about being planted in God's house. And that verb planted is passive. It means that somebody else did the planting. And in the context of the psalm, it seems to be that God has done the planting. And so it suggests that God is working in and through us in our lives and plants us in places so that we can flourish. And that's why it's so important. I've met a lot of people that profess to be Christians and they don't go to church. And sometimes they're not very happy people in life. Now, that's not to say that we don't all go through times and difficulties in life. And I'm not talking about shut-ins or something like that. But if you're going to be a part of God's kingdom and work, you can't leave the church out. Because that's a part of how God has called us to be able to flourish and grow and learn and be corrected at times or challenged at times. And if we desire to flourish, we must begin with our relationship with God and with one another, because flourishing is not about us, even though we receive the benefits of it. It's about God working in our lives. And God works in our lives through the worship and through one another interacting. Planted with God's people. Second thing, drawing on the John 15, obviously, is abiding in Christ. Jesus uses this allegory or, I don't know what other word I'm trying to think of, imagery or whatever, of the vine and its branches to make this connection so we can see it. Couple things here. First of all, making our home in Christ always and also helps us flourish. Jesus says that he is the vine and we are the branches. Okay, have you ever had a tree, a bush, a vine or something, and there was parts of it that were just brown and dead? What do you do with that? Yeah, cut it off. You cut it off so that it continues to flourish. And so the thing is we have to be connected with Christ. He is our means of bearing fruit or blooming or flourishing. And what is necessary, what we need, if we're going to flourish in this way, is being connected and remaining and abiding with Christ. And that leads me to this, which I just kind of said, but says it in a different way. When we make our dwelling in Christ, we are connected to the source of flourishing. Abiding in him. What's that involve? What does that mean? Well, first of all, it means that we've had faith. We probably at one way or another have responded. We prayed. We've been baptized. And we're exercising faith and trust in Him. And then it talks about continuing to remain. Some translation says, remain in me, as we read there. Or abide in me. Abiding in Him, remaining in Him implies receptivity. We got to be open to receiving that nutrients, that life-giving presence that He puts in us, His grace and all those things that we need. Just like a real vine, the branches cannot function if they are not onto that vine. And the same is true. So abiding also implies perseverance. You've got to keep on keeping on. Steadfastness and faithfulness. All these aspects of our lives. And I always think of that as we gather for worship, we pray, we read the word, we serve, we bless, however God leads us to do that. And God has gifted some of us in some areas and others in other areas. And you may not be gifted in this, but somebody else may be gifted in that. Some gifts that God give us are up front. Like you see me every week. But there's others of you that are gifted and do those giftings in this church, and a lot of people don't see you. That doesn't mean you're not doing what God's called you to do. True flourishing or fruitfulness is a byproduct of a deep, growing, strong relationship with God and our Lord. And out of that, as Paul says in Galatians, there's the fruit of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. How would you describe your relationship with God or with Christ? How has that relationship helped you to flourish? What are you facing today that maybe needs God's special nourishment or help? I think God is always willing to help us when we acknowledge and ask. Planted with God's people, abiding in Christ. What do we need? Amen and amen. Well, we are going to prepare this morning to join together for communion. And like always, we always take a few moments to for our time of thanksgiving and confession, and to open up our hearts to the Lord to receive at the table today. And so I want to invite all of you, if you would join with me, please, as we pray together this morning. Source of unity and strength, in our longing for flourishing, we reach out to your Son, whose touch heals our brokenness. In our yearning for community, we take hold of the promises of Christ, whose life and love bind us together as one. From the lives of separation and distrust, knit us into one family where all are welcome and honored. As we share the bread of life and drink the cup of salvation, forge us anew as one people of faith. Amen. Amen. Receive that today, whatever may be going on in your life. Receive of that. Receive of that connection. Receive of that touch that we need, that we can continue to go forward and be one people in Christ Jesus today. Amen. Well, I'm going to ask our deacons and deaconesses that are going to be helping us out today if they would come to help to serve together, as we are going to share at the table. Just give me a second here. I'm going to get something. Guess no music today. on that night in which Jesus was handed it over, he took the bread and he gave thanks and broke it, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's partake. Later, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me." Let's partake. The Apostle Paul said, "As often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes." Well, let's go ahead and take a few moments and shake a few hands and greet one another. And then we'll close out with our chorus. And then we'll go down and eat some soup. We're going to sing a little chorus here next. I did not listen to it, so I don't know how many times she's played it. So I don't know if we're singing it all through once or maybe twice. And being a good, Christ-loving community of faith, we hold forgiveness in our hearts for Jim, who's wearing a brown sweatshirt today. I just couldn't pass that up. Well, let's go ahead and sing that little chorus there as we close out, and we'll find out if we're singing it again there. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together in love. Just in. It must just be bind us. Yeah. You know, it's funny, through all the years, every church I played at or pastored at, we've sang the same choruses. But in each one, either the words were a little different or the melody was just a little different, depending on who was playing. So, Well, let's join together for our benediction. Now we go out in the energy of the Spirit to our homes, neighborhoods, to our workplaces. May the blessing of God, Creator, Redeemer, and Comforter, be upon us all today and every day. Amen.